Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, a year ago today, if you asked me what a side hustle was, I would have guessed a movie title with Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Truth of the matter is, many...
like Dirty Dancing or something like
that? Well, I was thinking more of the Ocean's 11, 12, 13, those things. It's side hustle.
Oh, no, wait, the song. Do the hustle. That one?
Oh, my goodness. This episode is taking a terrible turn. Truth of the matter is, many in the workforce have been engaged in the side hustle, going back to the days of when we called it moonlighting. You remember the phrase?
Yes, I do, actually.
All right, Tracy, you have scheduled a guest today that has essentially redefined side hustle. I actually think it's likely that the term will be synonymous with her name. Before you introduce her, along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba, and we bring you the Journey to There radio show. It's the intersection between personal and business growth. Find us online at journeytothere.com. We're also on platforms that include iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Power Radio, Stitcher, and many others. Now, she is the magic behind Crave, connecting business and life, and you can learn more at thecravecompany.com. Tracy, let's share with our audience the amazing guest you have lined up.
Well, Melody Barringer, hello.
Hello.
Okay, it is going to be so fun, and we probably just need to go ahead and put the disclaimer up front to the listeners that Melody and I, well, let me just say it like this, because we're on topic. My very first side hustle in the terms that we're going to be talking about today involved working with Melody Barringer, and I was on the southeast part of the United States, and she was on the northwest part of the United States, and that's how we met, and we've been hustling ever since. And that was in like 2005, right?
Oh, something like that. I have no idea. I don't keep track. A long time ago.
I'll keep track of the numbers. No worries.
She's a statistics girl, kind of, sort of.
But no, so Melody and I met through an organization that I often refer to called Ladies Who Launch, and it was an online and in-person community of women entrepreneurs, and Melody and I both were inaugural in that organization, and as a result of that made thousands of women friends, women entrepreneur friends across the world. And Melody has taken that and then gone to a whole nother level of being a global company herself. So tell us a little bit about the iteration of the Crave Company.
Yes. Well, I call myself a startup junkie, and I've had 20 businesses in 30 years. I remember when I first met you, you told me, what's that song? Oops, she did it again.
Yeah,
I can't remember that.
Britney Spears?
Clearly, I relate everything into a
music.
Song as we
into
just
a
figured
song.
Out at the opening. Right. Yeah. You were the oops,
anyway,
I did it again, girl. Yep.
Yep. I love new ideas. I love getting out there and trying them. I grew up on a strawberry farm. I grew up with entrepreneurs. I didn't know anything. My parents didn't tell me to go to college, and so I started a furniture store when I was 18. So there you go. I've just been doing business my whole life, and I love ideas, and I've had my toe in a lot of different things. However, in the last 15 years, Crave has been my passion. I started a company called The Crave Company, all about women and just really getting women together. And I've reinvented it so many times over the last 15 years, but the bottom line is really about bringing women together and having deeper conversations so we get to know each other and hopefully create friendships around that. And business friendships come from friendships. So I do all kinds of things to get women together. I have pajama parties. I have co-storms. I throw bus tours. I've done conventions. Whatever I think of next week is what I do to get women together.
I know, right? And well, here's the thing too that I love, and because your company is designed around integrating business and lifestyle, and our show is all about the intersection between personal and business growth. And what I love about you and your drive, and I think it's important for our audience to hear like the real core of where it evolved from. So I'm just going to say it for you since I know you so well, is that you were, as you told it to me, you were working so hard in your business at the time you started the Crave Company that that you weren't, like, all your friends were friends that you were working with in your other business at the time, right? And so, like, you just never saw
my
any
employees.
Of your friends.
Yeah.
Right. Your friends were your employees. You weren't getting together with anybody outside of your work. And so the idea, right, for the pajama party came as you just wanted to make some friends. Do I remember that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I did not have any girlfriends. I was just, like, my friends were my paid employees. It was pathetic. So,
I would say that was sad.
I need girlfriends.
Right. I would say that was sad, except for that. That's my wife, too.
You guys have so much in common. And just within the first 5 minutes of this show, I feel like I'm talking to two Tracys only because I know Tracy first.
Yeah, I know, right? Like twinsies, but not in the good way. We're in a good way now, but the way we met in terms of how we had both isolated ourselves and only had employees that were friends that we paid to hang out with us, that was pretty pathetic. But we're not like that anymore, right, Melody?
Absolutely not. So I don't have any employees anymore.
Well, you know what? Technically, I guess I work with all independent contractors, too, which are doing what? Side hustles. So, hey,
exactly.
How's that for bringing it back? But I do want to talk a little bit for anyone who is listening that is not familiar necessarily with the side hustle or who hasn't actually started a side hustle yet. The term has been made mainstream by our millennial generation. And a lot of that is because of what happened with the job market and the economic crisis that everyone experienced in 2008. So if you look at, for example, the 25 million American employees telecommute now part-time, Bureau of Labor Statistics show that 18% of our workforce is part-time. Forbes reports that up to 40% of the U.S. workforce is contingent or contract-only situations. And then when you drill down even more to the millennials themselves, there's a Pew Research study that says many to most millennials state a desire to start their own businesses, and 27% of them are currently self-employed. So I would say, Melody, you are right on trend.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I've been working on getting on trend my whole life. No, I love the side hustle. When I heard that term for the first time, I'm like, I love it. I mean, I feel like my whole life is a bunch of side hustles put together. But yeah, love this word. What's your passion? Make it happen.
Because we know we've experienced the side hustles ourselves. And as you said, you have a team of independent contractors who a lot of them I have met and adore. And they're all incredibly talented in all these diverse kind of ways. So you really went from one extreme to the other, which you went from paying employees and then essentially having them be your friends as their side hustle to having a business where everybody's an independent contractor and their job with you is their side hustle. So what was the shift for you that really moved you in that direction? Was it more of an economic-based decision or was it more of a personal lifestyle decision?
I would say I finally figured out who I was, and I am not a manager. So I have been trying to manage people my whole life. And finally, one day, I knew I didn't like it, but I thought I had to do it because I thought I had to wear all the hats. And once I've let that go and said, you know what, I should be spending all my time doing what I love and what I'm good at and let everything else go. And that's how I think everybody should live their life. I just said, I'm only going to work with independent contractors. And it's just been the best thing because now I still have teams of people. It's just that we all have a different way to get from A to Z. And we are loving life and loving everybody. Everybody is doing this because they want to be doing it, not because they're like working for somebody and getting, you know, paid an hourly wage to get there. Does that make sense?
It does. And then the other side of that, I love always how you connect how it was a personal motivation that turned into a positive business decision. One of the things that I think is really important as this term becomes more ingratiated into the workforce and into the lifestyle of the of everyone, not just millennials, because it is something as a result of the economic crisis. A lot of people started businesses or started doing freelancing on the side, and freelancing on the side is your side hustle. I have also enjoyed watching you infiltrate corporations with this mindset. I know for the longest time, bigger corporations were so intimidated by their employees having anything going on the side. In fact, I've even heard of people who've applied for jobs, and one of the questions on their applications is, will this be the only job you will be doing? And do you own another business outside of this job? And that's so surprising to me that they would even say that on an application today. But I do understand how it could be an understandable concern. But how have you addressed that when you've been talking to corporations?
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up. I just was talking to somebody that works for a big corporation where I live. And
Which you live in Seattle, by the way, just to give the geographic pinpoint. She lives in Seattle, lots of big corporations based out of Seattle, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's just a few. And her boss sat her down the other day and said, what can we do to help you with more work-life balance? And you know, what would help you? What would make you a more productive employee or like make you more happy? We want to make you happy. What would it take? And she said, I would like to take Fridays off and work in a co-working space. You know, still do my job, but just work in a different environment. And they're like, done. And they're going to pay for her co-working space. And I'm like,
I literally just got chills.
Totally.
I did.
I love this. Yeah.
Right. Like, wow. And good for her. Yeah. Good for her for answering it honestly, right? And not being intimidated.
But if you think about it, now she gets to get out of her environment and be with other people, different people. Different environment. I totally believe in that. I started this whole thing this last year called co-storming, where I get people out of their silos and getting them talking to different kinds of people and getting different perspectives, because we just don't get that by, you know, like talking to the people we live with and the people that are friends every day. So the same thing has got to be happening. I have not really worked for the man that much, but I see
forever.
A lot of the same things happening inside of corporations. Is everybody's going to work, doing the same thing, talking to the same people? How can you possibly get creative in that environment? Like, so I was just loving that. And of course, I saw that as an opportunity to start a whole nother side hustle myself. So I'm working on a whole different thing that's in different podcasts. But
well, there's an interesting alternative perspective to that, too, that when you were talking made me think about it, is that job security as a whole right now, it doesn't exist anymore. So even if that you are, you know, punching in, you've got your 9 to 5, nobody probably works 40 hours a week anymore, although I wish they still did. Like I'm talking about something I don't do. So basically,
exactly.
I'm a hypocrite. However, I wish it for everyone else and wish it for myself ultimately and for you too, Melody. However, what I'm really trying to say here is that employees need to feel like that they have some sort of loyalty from their employer. And if you can't get it through job security, what I love about what you talked about is, first of all, the employer was willing to go to said employee who clearly was valuable and say, hey, like, we want retention. We want you to stay around. We want you to be a happy employee. What is that going to look like for you? She felt safe and trusted enough in the environment to ask for what she needed. And then they reciprocated by allowing her request to be fulfilled. And so if job security is something that can't be promised in today's workforce environment, then this idea of endearing the employee to the employer through ways of like what you're talking, allowing people to have freelance work on the side, allowing them to be able to work in co-work spaces or really, you know, remotely work from home, because you can get so much more done than that long commute that you might be having just to go into the office to do the same job. I'm really, really grateful to see that the mindset of these corporations are advancing, that so it's not just an entrepreneurial thing anymore. Because, I mean, it used to be that if you signed a contract, you're like, oh, I can't work freelance because I do design work for X company. And I'm glad to see that shifting. Would you say that you feel it shifting, especially in your environment there?
I feel like it's more of the norm. I just hardly know anybody that doesn't have a side hustle going on right now.
Yay! That's the answer I wanted to hear.
It might be the world I hang out with. I do have my own silo that I hang out with too. So,
You're also in a very progressive environment too, that, you know, not everybody lives in the back door of some of the companies that you live in the back door of, which I think it's fine to say, like the Microsofts of the world, the Googles of the world. I mean, you know, like you're in a pretty good space out there for progressive mentality. But what I, in addition to that, I'm really glad to see that it's progressing, not just in the, like, the Silicon Valley and the areas of progressive, more perceived progressive state of mind, but that it's really crossing all areas, not just in the U.S., too, globally as well. I mean, tell us a little bit about your most recent trip to do business in Amsterdam and what kind of side hustles were going on over there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we are so global now, but so I've been going to Amsterdam for the last 15 years with my Crave company, and I hadn't been over there for the last 5 years. So I got to go back this last November, and we did a big co-storm there, and I did see a big change in the last 5 years. And mostly I work with women in business. There's so many more now than there were even 5 years ago. I was like over there being the big cheerleader 5 years ago, there wasn't as many. And now it does feel like part of the norm. But once again, I am in a silo. I seek out women that are wanting to do their own business and their passion projects and encourage them to do that. So I can't be speaking for all of Holland, but
Well, you are a magnet for these women, though. I mean, the fact that you've built a following in Amsterdam is really only one of the countries that you've been represented in. You have a really big following in Canada as well, and obviously through the U.S. One of the things that I wanted to touch on that you keep saying throughout the throughout our discussion is the word passion project, and I've had like positive and negative connotations around using that word, and here's why.
Oh yeah, I hate the
passion
word.
Project. You know, can be perceived as quote unquote hobby income, or it can you know, as some like bleeding heart purpose that never has a return on your investment. But at the same time, one of the things that I think is so powerful about the generation of the side hustles is that it really isn't all about filling in the gaps between your rent payment and your car payment and things like that. What I've found when I've worked with people who are launching businesses on the side, in addition to, it's either a means to an end so that they can leave the full-time job that they're doing, or it's not necessarily, it's not motivated by the money so much, but by the fact that it gives them a whole nother focus outside of their regular day-to-day life.
Absolutely. I mean, a side hustle is something I don't even know if we should keep calling it the side hustle, because that's just like this trendy term right now. But
oh, but you sound so really cool and hip.
It does sound cool. It's really, you know, like I say the fastest you can figure out who you are and be spending all of your time doing what you do best and what you love doing is what you should be doing. So if you're not doing that and you are, you know, like having a part-time or full-time job and you're not loving your job, then you're automatically, I mean, sometimes you just have to fuel your side hustle. And so it's okay. I say it's okay to work for the man and be able to fuel your side hustle. If you don't love your main gig, then you should be loving your side hustle, because at least you have something in life to look forward to. But I really think that if you could, and the people that I work with mostly, they and their side hustles, it's always something that they're excited about in life and have had some life experience doing it. Whether it's somebody that just went through a divorce and wants to help other people go through a divorce, or a single mom who wants to get out and enjoy life and be with other like-minded people.
Other than diapers and children's books and things like that, right?
You know, it's whatever life experience that you have, and then all of a sudden, you know, like when mom, I'm not a mom, but whenever somebody has a baby for the first time, they see something that they need, like they never saw it before, and all of a sudden they invent a product. Well, not every mom does this, but they want to invent a product.
But they are some of the most innovative entrepreneurs out there, because they need something in a moment's notice that they cannot get access to, and all of a sudden, right. I mean, I'm certain that's how the diaper genie was invented. I don't know that for sure, but I feel like I can't even tell you the number of women I've worked with too that, like, out of necessity was born invention, right?
Totally. But that doesn't mean, okay, I should kind of back up, because that doesn't mean that's something that they're passionate about or that they love and that they should be doing that. It just means that they need it. So like, I just am constantly out there advocating people to speak up and get their voice out into the world. And especially right now in the times that we're living in, we cannot be, we're doing a disservice if we don't get out there and do what we do the best and what we've had experience in and helping other people. If we're sitting back on the sidelines, just kind of watching and complaining, I have no patience for that. It's like, get out there and try it and do it. And please bring your talents to the world because we need that. Now what I find that all said, I find most people have the big fear factor going on and, they're afraid to try out their whatever it is, and put it out into the world. And also the other thing that they have is most people are perfectionists. And so they just keep their back. There's a lot of people, that have side hustles kind of going on in their mind and they really want it. And they write the business plan for the 8 years. And then they talk about it and they're just their close friends. And they complain about it to the people they live with, but they don't actually step out and actually do it. And I love grabbing a hold of those people.
Those are the ones you show the bumper sticker to that says done is better than perfect. But hey, yeah. Russ, I don't see that bumper sticker in our studio anywhere.
Yeah, gosh. Talking about perfection, and I know I'm the worst when it comes to being a perfectionist. I've got a question for you, Melody, because one of the most exciting things that I see is when people have what we're talking about, a side hustle or their dream business or job, but they're still working for their employer. What's your advice to somebody who gets to the point where it's viable for them to leave their employer or working for the man and just focusing on their passion where, you know, they've got so many fears, all of the fears that come along with that, especially with, you know, being able to supplement the income. What's your advice for somebody that's on that fulcrum, that pivotal point?
Jumping off the cliff?
Yes.
That has the fear. Yeah, that's such a tough one because I don't have that fear in my blood. I just do it. And so it's hard for me. Like I'm doing this 90-day side hustle collab with a friend of mine named Gina. She's a fabulous life coach and loves to talk people through fear and all of that. And that's why I actually brought her along to do this with me because I'm like, just do it.
You're fearless.
Like, I have no, I'm like, what do you mean? I mean, why would you even hesitate? You've got your side hustle up to the point where you can make a living. What is the question here? And so then this is where she pops in and helps everybody get past the fear.
All right, Melody, we've got to take a break right now. And when we come back, I want to hear more about this program that you have, that you've launched with this partner, Gina, because I think it's going to be very valuable to the listeners. And that way you can talk a little bit about that and let our listeners know how they can link up with this program. So we'll talk about that when we come back right after this.
Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at produceyourpodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. Produceyourpodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to there.
Well, we're back and we're with our very special guest, Melody Behringer, founder of the Crave Company. With today's topic, we were talking about the side hustle, and she's got a little program that she's got going on with her collaborator, Gina. And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we decided that in 90 days, you can change your life and you can do anything. So we made a 90-day side hustle collab for women. And what we really do is we as a collab get together and support each other through every week to actually get out there and prototype and do the ideas. We launch it. My whole thing is launch it broken and fix it live. So
that hurts me. Say it again just so I can feel the pain.
Launch it broken and fix it live. That is my motto of life. And I'm trying to get everybody with me.
Tracy, what's your problem with that?
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I think it comes back to that perfectionism and why we don't have the done is better than perfect in the studio. And
It reminds me what somebody said to me one day, and they said, if it ain't broke, break it. And I loved that when I heard it. So this is Launch It, Broken, Fix It Live. Let's get it going.
You guys are killing me.
Okay, just get it out there. That's my main thing. What we just encourage people to do constantly is just get it out there, instead of talking about it and giving it lip service. Because if you don't try it, you're never going to know how to pivot or flip it. I like to say flip it. Turn it upside down and think about it differently. But you will not know any of this unless you actually try it. So for all you perfectionists out there, just like maybe try to get over that a little bit. Take baby steps and just keep, and you know, write that one pager and get it out there. When I say launch it, broken, fix it live, it means like take all the baby steps that you need, write down all the steps that you're thinking about doing, and then do one every single week, do one every single day. But what that means, like make 5 phone calls this week, or sit down with somebody new and run your idea past them. It doesn't mean you're launching the actual business like today. It means run it by people and pretend you're in it. I always like to say prototype and pretend that you're actually doing this. Because
I was going to say like a beta test.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to say, as much as I've been over here holding my breath and turning blue, that I actually have been doing this with my most recent side hustle. And I'm not going to really announce it because it's still in beta. But I can now, it's like I've just had this big aha, because for the first time ever in my life, I didn't just wait to get something out there, because in my opinion, with this project that I'm working on, it's very timely. So I have actually been putting it in beta. Like I marketed it before I had the whole team in place to execute on it. I had a client that was willing to work with me as the quote unquote guinea pig. So sister, I am with you. I have done beta.
Good for you.
I have done beta. I have done. Girl,
so you launched it broken.
Okay, I just can't go there. I launched it not 100% ready. Can we just go with that? Hey, give me a little bit of a break.
Melody, between you and me, would you say she's kind of on her way to launching it broken?
She's getting there. I've been working on her.
All right.
I'm launching it softly. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing my soft launch.
It's a beta.
And then
I'm going
to launch it big.
All right. Melody, it has been an absolute pleasure and honor having you on today's episode. The website, thecravecompany.com. Entrepreneurs can follow you on Twitter as well?
Yes, at my name, at Melody Behringer.
And it's Behringer, correct?
Correct.
All right. By the way, Tracy, I just looked up the top 15 side hustles from Forbes.com. Do you know what number 11 is?
No.
It's podcasting. You and I...
You and nice.
You and I should do something about that, you think?
Except for this is not our side. Hey, Melody, I want to sign up for that collaborative side hustle, since I have one in beta, side hustle
exactly,
that you're launching February 2nd. How do I sign up for that?
You just go to the website, thecravecompany.com, under programs, and everything will be there. And I want you in that, Tracy. Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. Like, I got chills. And whenever I get chills, it's usually a good thing. So I'm going to go to thecravecompany.com. Programs, and I'm going to put my beta into real life in your project.
Yeah, no, don't forget, it's thecravecompany.com.
Yeah, don't forget the
T-H-E.
T-H-E.
Yeah, thecravecompany.com. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. Leave us a comment regarding today's show. Log on right now to journeytothere.com and keep telling your friends and colleagues to find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, and Empower Radio. We'll catch you for the next inspiring episode at the intersection between personal and business growth. This is the Journey to Their radio show. Thank you so much, Melody.
Thank you, Melody.
Thank
I wish
you.
I could hug you.
Yay.
In Seattle. I'm hugging you.
Virtual hug.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.